The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, with endless mercy you receive the prayers of all who call upon you. By your Spirit, show us the things we ought to do, and give us the grace and power to do them. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated. I think Stella might want to come up for this.
A reading from Isaiah. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such a fast that I chose a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not the fast that I choose to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the throngs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 112 responsively. Alleluia. Happy are they who fear the Lord and have great delight in God's commandments.
Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed.
Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. It is good for them to be generous in lending and to manage their affairs with justice. For they shall never be shaken. The righteous will be kept in everlasting remembrance. They will not be afraid of any evil rumors. Their heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their heart is established and will not shrink until they see their desire upon their enemies. They have given freely to the poor, and their righteousness stands fast forever. They will hold up their head with honor. The wicked will see it and be angry. They will gnash their teeth and pine away. The desires of the wicked will perish. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from 1 Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words of wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, that it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to perish, but we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. With these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human, except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to
God. Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do you think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets? I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until it is all accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the
country, and he found an eagle's egg that had fallen from the tree. He wanted to replace it into the nest, but he knew that he wasn't able to get to that height. And he turned and saw a prairie chicken's nest. So he took the eagle's egg and put it into that prairie chicken's nest. And the prairie chickens roosted on that egg, and soon it hatched. And the eaglet was born healthy and proud, and he lived his life with the prairie chickens, scratching on the earth for grubs and bugs, flapping its wings and flying a few feet up with all feathers. And one day, when the eagle was quite old, he looked up into the cloudless sky and saw the most magnificent sight. A big, beautiful bird gliding on the wind, hardly a movement on those strong, outstretched wings. The eagle on the ground looked at his friend, the prairie chicken next to him, and he says, "Brother, what is that?" And he said, "Oh, that's an eagle. He is the chief of all the birds. You would never be able to be like that." So the little eagle lived as a prairie chicken and died as a prairie chicken, because that's what he thought he was. I was reminded of that story by this gospel passage from the Sermon on the Mount. Last week we heard the first part of the instructions that Jesus gives to his disciples in called the Beatitudes. And today that passage continues with Jesus calling his followers salt and light. But notice something here. Jesus doesn't give the disciples instructions on how to become salt and light. Rather, he just plain tells them out, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." He doesn't even say, "You are little lights, and let your little light shine." Rather, he says, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth." It's all promise. It's all declaration. But under it, there's also commission. Jesus doesn't command, but he commissions them to be the light, to be the salt, to be the persons that they have been called to be, to season and preserve the world, to let their light shine so that others will see their good works and glorify God. Jesus isn't asking them to earn their salvation, but to live out their salvation, to live out the discipleship that has already been given to them as a gift. Today we celebrated baptism with Lillianne and Pearl and Kira, and in doing so, we were reminded of our own baptisms as well. We, along with these newly baptized, are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. But we don't always live our light. We don't always live this saltiness. And we don't live it in the same way. Think for a minute of all the ways that Christian folks live out their baptismal life, live out being salt of the earth, being light for the world. Jesus gave us a great image when he used that phrase and said, "You are the salt of the earth." Besides adding a little flavor to your eggs in the morning, can you think of any other way that salt is used? Let's see how many we can think of. Give me another one.
Icy roads.
Icy roads. Come on. Come on.
Preserving.
Preserving? Like what?
Like ice cream.
You use it for ice cream.
Pickles.
Make pickles.
Flavor.
Pardon? Oh, so in a lab or in industry, use salt to make power. What else? Run their power through it. Okay, use it for a gargle or for your teeth. When you've had a dental, anybody had to do that? Gargle with salt water. Okay, what else do we do?
Water softener.
Water softener. Hey, I hadn't thought of that one. Good, good. Okay, I looked on the internet, and so this is close to gospel. I read it on the internet. It is believed that there are more than 14,000 different uses for salt. Now, of course, the most common thing that we think of immediately is salt that's used in the kitchen and salt that's used on the dining room table, flavoring food and bringing out that good tang in vegetables and spicing up bland things. Do you ever use it in baking? We use salt. Have you ever accidentally made a cake and forgot the salt? And we use salt. Do you make dark chocolate caramel with salt, with sea salt? Who doesn't love that? Who doesn't love salt and vinegar potato chips? You know, we love that kind of salt. Anybody brine their turkey on Thanksgiving for Thanksgiving? Who had beef jerky last Sunday at the Super Bowl party? We all have, there are lots of tasty uses for salt. But salt is used beyond food. Cleaning agent. If you mix salt with turpentine, you can get the whiteness back on your kitchen sink. Make a paste of salt and vinegar, and you can clean brass or copper. Pour a brine down your kitchen sink, and it prevents grease and eliminates odors. It can drive away ants from your patio, and you can use it to clean off the surface of your iron. You can't, anybody ever iron? A thin paste of olive oil and salt can remove those white spots on your wooden table where you've placed your hot coffee cup. Salt can be used by a massage therapist or a pedicurist. We use salt that's in our homes. We also use it in labs and in industry and for icy roads. 14,000 uses for salt. And Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. We don't all act the same way, bringing our saltiness to the world. Just as we named all these different ways, I could ask you to name the way that you are bringing your saltiness, the salt of the earth, to the world. How you are letting your light shine. Maybe it's teaching Sunday school. Maybe it's proclaiming the word from the pulpit on Sunday morning. Maybe it's walking your neighbor's dog or pulling their trash can back to their back patio. We are salt of the earth in 14,000 ways each. We are the salt of the earth, Jesus says. We are the light of the world. How is the world benefiting from your saltiness? How are you spreading light in our dim world? It's always so exciting for a church community to celebrate baptism so we can be reminded of our own connection to this proclamation from Jesus. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are light. You are salt. Live it. Celebrate it. Spread it around. Amen.